Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and he's back. Jeff Wilkin, now retired veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette, is back with us after Miles Reed decided to take a vacation. Welcome back, Jeff.
Well, Dave, it's nice to be back on your air, and happy to pinch hit once in a while.
This is great. Well, of course, there was a major tropical storm that moved through our region, the capital region sort of bullseye, as it spun its way through us and headed northeast. The roundup this morning shows still thousands and thousands without power.
Work continues this morning to restore power to thousands of capital region residents who lost electrical service during Tuesday's visit from tropical storm Isaias. National Grid put the number of customers without power across the region at 30,000 by late Tuesday afternoon. Company officials said more than 500 people were working in shifts to restore power. NYSEG also reported extensive power outages, 91,000 customers, most of them in the lower Hudson Valley. The Mechanic Field Division had nearly 6,000 customers without power by late afternoon. The Capital Region sustained wind damage but avoided any widespread flooding from the tropical storm. Rainfall varied significantly by location, from 3 to 5 inches in and around Albany, according to the National Weather Service. And aside from electrical outages, county officials across the region reported relatively minor impacts from the storm.
To the other storm metaphor, and that's the COVID-19 virus. We've been doing pretty well in New York, but the governor has been adding and subtracting from his quarantine list.
Yeah, Dave. New York added Rhode Island to its traveler quarantine list on Tuesday, marking the first time a New England state has been flagged for high COVID-19 infection activity since New York imposed the restrictions on June 25th. Anyone who has spent more than a brief amount of time in any of the 34 states is required to quarantine themselves upon arrival in New York State, whether they live here or are visiting. People who do not follow the restrictions face fines. Essential workers are exempted. As Rhode Island was added to the list on Tuesday, Delaware and the District of Columbia were removed. Governor Andrew Cuomo has said the quarantine program will not entirely prevent the virus from being transported to New York from other states where infections are surging. However, metrics show the virus remains at a lull so far in New York State. Only 3 people statewide died of COVID on Monday. And for the 3rd day in a row, there were none in New York City, where so many people died of COVID at the height of the crisis.
He is Jeff Wilkin, now retired veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette, stepping in pinch hitting for Miles Reed, the editor, today. Really great to talk to you, Jeff, and hopefully we'll get another pinch hit at some time in the future.
Well, Dave, if my alarm clock works, I'll be here.